gospel soul. Break in the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.denisejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Oh, what a long day today. It feels like I need a break. I've been stressing in my job, stressing in my home, stressing everywhere I go. When the seas and billows roll, and I don't know where to go, I need to ask the question, what did my Jesus do? If Jesus is resting in the storm, there's no need to cry. My stressing's over.
Thank you. put your hands together. I can't stay here long. It's all right if you clap your hands.
Welcome back. My gospel soul, where we're breaking the yoke. But we're breaking the yoke of abundance through the power of the word of God.
Amen.
We had some old technical issues going on, but we got it wrenched right on together. God is good all the time. Listen, y'all know we got Evangelist Hill on there today. What's going on, Evangelist?
Good morning, good morning.
How you feeling in your spirit?
Blessed.
Blessed.
Good.
Tell them what we're going to be talking about today.
Rejection.
Listen, we talk so much about so many different things. She was like, wait a minute, what are we talking about? We're talking about rejection. And I always do a study at the beginning of the year, but I didn't have a chance to do it this year, which is cool. But I still want to talk a little bit about it because on my timeline, I see a lot of people talking about, oh, my family don't support me. And I used to, listen, I raise my hand and say, pick me, because I used to do it too. I used to be on this whole kick about family needs to support each other and why family don't show up when you need, you know, we have to understand that rejection comes with a part of the territory, and our rejection ain't bad rejection, you know. Sometimes people are not meant to walk with you at this part of your life, and you just have to understand that, and you have to know that God is in full control.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Yes, that's true. You have to understand when you're in that place. You have to understand that Jesus is there. I mean, but you have to pray and say, God, okay, I'm expecting this is my family. I need to be here. But Jesus is your family. So that means you just pray and say, God, I need somebody in my corner. God is always there in your corner. And when you pray and ask God, okay, I need this. I'm missing this part in my life that my family not support me, my family not there. And God said, okay, I am your family. Pray with me, talk to me, and when you do that, God's going to send your family and say, okay, I'm praying for this. I'm praying for my children to come and support me. I'm praying for, you know, this and that. And God said, okay, pray to me because I'm the first. I'm the head of your life. Mm-hmm. And then when you come to me and say, I give it all to you, God's going to say, okay, she's doing what she's supposed to do. Pray to me and give it all to me. So I'm going to go ahead and give her family to come on in and say, okay, men, everything that you need.
That's right. That's right. And as we talk, even in the absence of family,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand that's part of the plan. Because sometimes our family will come in and what God needs to do with us won't get done
mm-hmm.
because we are caught up with family. We are caught up with what they think, what we should, this is what you should do. And so it's so many variables that come in. Now, there's some people that God may allow to be around you in your family. You know, there's some families that walk the whole vision out. But it's some people in your family that is not meant to walk with you during certain parts of your journey with the Lord or to your destiny. They may come later, like Evangelist said, they may come later, and you have to be willing to trust God. You have to trust God. We did Facebook Live just a few minutes ago about rejection and about be careful the name that you answer to. A lot of people call us a lot of different things in our lives, but we as children of God have to understand that you only answer the name that was given by God. But if you don't know who you are, then how do you know what name to answer to?
Hmm.
How do you know what name to reject? How do you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
When people are, especially if you were raised in a negative household, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you raised around a bunch of you know, and I've been in different households where everybody in the household is negative. They don't know they're negative. They don't know that they're self-righteous. They don't know that, but you sitting there, because I wasn't raised in the household, I'm sitting there and I'm saying, whoa, this is crazy. Everybody's self-righteous. Everybody thinks they are, you know, greater than everybody, better than everybody else, and everybody else is a stark-raving lunatic, you know, and you're looking and saying that you're not perfect either, but everybody was raised different. And everybody has things going on with them. So when it comes to being rejected, it comes to relationships with people, you have to step out and, like Evangelist said, understand that God is your family. So for a certain amount of time, you may not be around your family. God may not allow it. God may, because sometimes we think it's the devil, but sometimes it's just God not opening up the door for them to walk with you right now, to focus on you right now. Not saying it'll never happen, but you got to understand God as well. Sometimes it just ain't meant. And it's not meant for you to develop a whole attitude, which we're going to go into talking about a relationship with rejection, go into a whole attitude about it. It's meant for you to just trust God. Just trust it.
Yep, God has, you have to surrender everything, everything, because I was in that position too where I'm like, I don't have nobody. And I'm like, okay, what did I do to you? And I'm in this place, well, what did I do to you? Or what did I, God put you in a place to where you got to do nothing but trust but him.
Come on, that's a yes.
He will put you in a place of where you can't. Okay, I don't have nobody. Yes, you do.
Yes,
didn't
you
say, I'm right here waiting on you. Just say, okay, here, I surrender all to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get in a place and say, God, here, I give it all to you. Because I should be mad. I'm like, why these people don't want to fool me? These are my, this is my family. But God say, okay, I'm your family first. I made you. I know who you are. So you have to put your faith and trust and believe in Jesus that he make a way out of no way. And he will walk with you through everything. You have to just surrender it all to him.
You got to surrender. You got to surrender it. You know, and it's one of the hardest things for us to do. Like I said, you know, I was talking about earlier, your mind has to be renewed. You have to read your words. You have to train your mind to think on the level of how Jesus did things, or what he requires of us. And then you have to pray for the Holy Ghost, so that when the Holy Ghost comes into your life, his spirit will begin to lead and guide and teach you wisdom and all of these different things. And, you know, a lot of times our pity parties come out of our lack of fasting and our lack of praying, our needs and that desperate place that we be in sometimes come out of a lack of fellowship with God and conversations with God, a lack of prayer. It's been times where I get to saying stuff and my mama, let me tell y'all something about my mama, Sister Cook. Baby, she will rebuke me and say, baby, you ain't been praying like you used to. I get mad, but she be right. I'll say a little prayer here because I get so busy. But you have to make sure that you don't get too busy for God. If you're doing a bunch of stuff for God, she rebuked me. And I had to sit down somewhere and get my prayer life back together. And listen, it's not easy to break habits. But if you practice over time and in developing, like I did a study, if y'all go back, you'll see the study I did on developing a strong prayer life. You make a list of people to pray for. You set a time, and then you let people know, this is my designated time. Don't bother me. And before you know it, people are making sure that you are in your prayer place at that time, which is very, very important. I got an alarm set on my phone, and I'm going to tell y'all something. That alarm go off with bow down and worship him, and I'll be wore out, and sometimes I'll submit to it and just lay there in that bed. My phone will be in a whole nother room. That long ago, if I still hear it, and I just get to pray, Lord, touch my family, touch my husband, have sleep, touch my husband. Then sometimes I'll be up, that long go off, I just get right there on the side of the bed and just get to praying, because you have to set aside that time to fellowship with God. Because a lot of times we get so anxious and we're moving so fast, and then before you know, we're mad, we're going off on folk, our attitude is trash, and we're trying to figure out why we feel this way. We know God, because you lack that connection with God. He doesn't leave us. We get further and further away from him, which is a dangerous state to be in.
Yes, it is. 'Cause you... Yes, God said, okay, you want to keep on? Okay, I'm going to show you.
Yeah, I'm going to show you.
You'll go through so much stuff, baby. You're going to have no other choice but to bow down.
Bow down. And some of the things he gave you, you was in prayer and believing God for, and next thing you know, you done forgot it. You done got what you asked him for, and then boom, you done forgot about him. You done left him. You done left him. And, you know, so you have to be careful because it's easy to get there. It's easy to get in a place where you just totally forgot about God. I know it's crazy. And you saying, Lord, Lord, every day. But what I mean is, it's just like a husband and wife. Y'all going, 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 going. He doing what he got to do. You doing what you got to do. And the next thing you know, he is asking you, you asking him why we don't spend no time together?
You spending time with God. You're not spending time with God. You supposed to give him the time first and then go on.
Yeah. So just like I say, relationship. That time that you spend with God, like Evangelist say, relationship. That time that you spend with God builds your relationship with him. So that you could understand that when family don't show up, when this person don't support you, you still going strong. Mm-hmm. See, we have this problem. A lot of us have this problem with people pleasing and want people to be proud of us, want people to be on our team, want people to be impressed. Cause they the very ones that told you you wasn't gonna be nothing. I'ma leave that on the floor. Somebody'll get it. The very folk that was manipulative and didn't want us to succeed and really was scared of your success. You all of a sudden want them to be the one that crowd around you. But when it was just you and Jesus, you was on the floor crying, Jesus. Now you don't want Jesus, you want people. Be careful what you do. God, listen, and don't sabotage yourself. Rejection makes you sabotage where you are, what you're doing. I'm going to tell y'all something. God, I was in my house, and Evangelist will tell you, I do my radio show in my house, on the porch, I don't care, in the car. But I desired a place for my radio show. Mm-hmm. I desired a place, a station, you know, which I'm still on my climb. Amen. Still on my journey to have My Gospel Soul Central Campus. That's what I'm going to name it. And so when God pulled me out of the house, I got so caught up with everything else till I wasn't doing the radio show. I had everything else going on in the office. Got paint this, got music going, got interviews going. All this was not doing the radio show. Got so many people on here doing it. I'm just telling you, you know, we so oftentimes we like spoiled children. We're praying to ask God, and God keep blessing. He keeps on, y'all know how we do it, doing great things for me, and we get to dancing, and pray, but we ain't praying. Listen, y'all, they used to say back in the day when Janet came out there, saying, what have you done for me lately? God looking at us, looking at you. We begging every day, Lord, do this. Lord, move right here. Lord, take this. We have done nothing for the Lord in return. We can never repay him for giving Jesus Christ for us. Come on. Yeah. We can never repay the price, come on, that he paid. Never repay it. But he said in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your what? Your reasonable service. That's the least you could do. But we get, baby, if God gets to blessing us, our prayer closet say, find me. Our Bible say, find me. We got Bibles all on our phone. We don't have no excuse not to read the word. We got Bibles all on phones and tablets and in the car, in the purse, just at our convenience. We got Bibles that'll read to us. We so lazy. And still won't spend time in his word. Just say, ouch, ouch.
Ouch.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
But it's about saying, Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Lord, a lot of things God wouldn't give us or allow us to have because we'll get it. Let me tell y'all something. I done seen so many preachers that start off real humble. They start off humble in prayer meeting every day at 12 at the church. Oh, everybody praying and crying and falling out. Powerful services, people coming, raising offerings. They testifying how people then gave money and all this. Next thing you know, God done bless them with cars and houses and big churches. And, baby, you can't get into the prayer meeting without a ticket. You got to pay to get into the prayer meeting. You got to pay to get into the conference. You got to pay to get into the, you got to, come on. Before you know it, it ain't about God. It's about ticket sales and offering. I'm just saying, what happened to us and our relationship with God? I saw a church go up, a church that was a little bitty house church. That church had added on. Before you know it, it just, you didn't even know a house used to be there. It was a full church, got the drive and everything, parking lot. They done bought the lots and bought all the lots up one side of the block, came down the other side, just buying them year after year. After a while, a new church went up. And I look over at the church every Saturday. It's a funeral to pay for the church. Hey, I'm not tripping. I'm just saying, where is our relationship going? Sometimes I think it's, you know, if you're not ready, because we can ask God for it, believe God for it, get the money for it, and boom, we have it. But what is it going to do for our relationship with him? If God put it before you and say, it's better for you to stay a small congregation than it is for you to become a mega church, will you accept that? Huh? What if he tell you if you become a mega church, you're going to lose the relationship? Not saying everybody will lose. Not saying that happens. Well, it does. I'm not saying everybody that has a mega church, there's no spirit there. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but personally, what if God placed that before you and say, what if I want you to stay by yours? What if God never sent your family to support you? What if God say this is for you? He did say in his word, he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Mm-hmm. There's some folk that's not, my point is, there's some folk that's not going to show up. And God may keep you small. Are you willing? Will you still trust him? Do you still believe he's with you? Even though you smile, even though you, come on. I knew a powerful woman of God, but she was, and she preached among men and women of God who had big houses, and she just had a little old shack in South Park, just a little old house. She didn't have, come on, was with pastors that had Cadillacs and all that stuff. She was still catching the bus. And people wanted to say that God wasn't in, or what's wrong with that picture and all that. Wasn't nothing wrong with it. But we place value on our relationship with God through what we have instead of relationship. My God, somebody catch it.
And when you leave it, you can't take it with you.
You can't take none of that with you.
And God gives you something small, you better do that. Hey, you better do that.
Because when you gone from here, it's your relationship with him that's going to matter.
Okay.
You can't preach to people about how good God is if you live in this kind of way. If you ain't got this, people need to see the blessings. He said faith without... He said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
Come on, faith is not about you showing people how big your house is, the cars is, and all this kind of stuff. You need a relationship with God. If I'm sitting in the doctor's office and somebody crying, I don't lead off with, hey, I got a big house and I got a big car. I'm qualified to pray for you. Mm-hmm. No, they want the prayer. Come on. Mm-hmm. They want to feel the presence of God. They want to feel the God move for them in their situation. Listen, I haven't had now one person say what qualifies you to pray for me. Mm-hmm. They had a need, and guess what? I was there, and God say, divine appointment, pray. Now, one person stopped and said, what's your credit score?
Mm-hmm.
how many rooms in your house? You got a 4-bedroom or a 5-bedroom? You know,
mm-hmm.
You got rings on your fingers. Do you have assets before they pray? I ain't never seen somebody ask me for my financial resume in order for me to ask God to help them. All I'm saying. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. After these messages, we'll be right back.
I don't know about you, but sometimes when I get burdened down and don't know what to say, I say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I'm asking you to hear my plea. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I can't do nothing without you, Jesus. No, no.
Oh Lord.
You're the one.
Welcome back. Are you enjoying?
Yeah, are you enjoying the show? We hope that you are.
We hope that this is fine.
We hope that you are. Okay, so we're back. So we're talking today about rejection. We're also talking about, we have segued into talking about your relationship with God and how important it is to make sure that you nurture that relationship more than you try to nurture relationships with other people. Because sometimes we put more focus into other people instead of the one relationship that's going to keep other relationships in perspective. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We neglect the prayer closet. We neglect the reading of the word. We neglect fasting and meditating and seeking his face. We neglect it, you know. So I'm just encouraging you today, me and Evangelist, to make sure that you keep your mind stayed on him as he begins to elevate you, as he begins to do these awesome things in your life. Don't take off on the plane and leave Jesus on the runway. Don't do that, you know. Like I say, it's so easy to do it. So I'm trusting and believing that something was said on the show today to bless your life. But what we're going to do right quick is we're also doing a sound check. So what we're going to do right quick is...
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
So what we're doing is, like I said, a sound check. So we're hoping that everything is working out well on your end. So if you're listening to the show, please text or send a message and say the show sounded good.
Yeah.
And that'll bless me. That'll bless me. So we're going to take a break again right quick. And this song that's coming up is by your very own Pastor Joe. And it says, Father. Right here on My Gospel Soul.
To do, I'm crying out to you,
Father.
and man broke it apart. Betrayed by deceit and lies. Forgiveness has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield. All my sins he paid to be. Yes, I know that he is real. That's why I call his name. I call him
my Father.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Listen, we are in this studio trying to get stuff together so we won't be a mess. So we're back. And we were talking about today your relationship with God. We want you to be encouraged. We're going to play this show back so we can critique and see if everything went over well. And we are praying for you today. We are praying that you understand that it's very important to take responsibility for your walk with God. Don't lose focus. If anything this year, make sure you don't lose focus on the things of God. God got your family. You know, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So keep your mind stayed on him. Anything you want to say, Evangelist, before we get off the air?
Amen. You have to. You have to keep your mind, your heart, everything on him to make it, basically.
Amen. We love you. God bless you. Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares?
God cares.